Hello and welcome to this podcast. Let's agree to disagree. I'm the co-host of this podcast, Rajat, and today I'm going to speak on the topic, the problem of economy, which quick fixes won't solve the growth problems. Recently, short-term measures have been announced, but the problem is structural. I mean, no economy can experience high sustained growth without a trade policy to promote exports, which has been neglected by both the government, the UPA government, as well as the NDA government. Currently at World Trade Organization, India is pleading for the special and differential treatment, citing it has a large population below poverty line, and at the same time it is targeting to be a 5 trillion in 5 years. But India has also shielded away from any plurilateral agreement. It has a very poor record in regional agreements. Also, it has not met the promise which it has made on the at the trade policy statement of 1991 of bringing the tariff to the Asian levels, which is for India is almost at 30%, where other counterparts are having it their tariff level at around 6%, 7%, 8% respectively, and the exchange rate of the India is also overvalued. We did improve in our ranking in World Bank's ease of doing business and trading across border indicators, but we need reforms to reduce transaction cost. India also faces several global issues, which may call be the headwind for the balance of payment. Recently, the anti-globalization and anti-immigrant drive in US and Europe parts have resulted in reduced market access for export of goods and services. The IT, information and technology giants are also facing setbacks because of impending H-1B reforms. The barriers of emerging issues of data privacy and data restrictions are also concerns for future growth of offshore professional and technical service model. The business, which has been mainly business and knowledge process of which have mainly been outsourced. The problem is that this problem need to be addressed, the committee, they lack the depth and have incompetence. It could be solved only with a proper export policies, and for that I have some points in my mind. First is the government needs to take a proactive stance, and as we know that no single foreign trade agreement, free trade agreement, have been successful, so it needs to improve its stance on free trade agreement, and also it has no important player role in any regional agreement. So government needs to address to that also. SAARC has been non-functional for the long time, and India at the same time is a bystander at the RCEP, and also it has not prepared for TPP. That is TPP. Trans-Pacific policy. And also it needs to reduce its transaction costs by improving its logistic development, which has already been suggested by the Economic Advisory Committee. And it also need to, because India can't be left out of this Trans-Pacific policy, because it is going to be the largest global value chain in the world. That's all. Thank you.